Welcome to Shomar Shavu'ah Nedarim, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas Hashem Yaakov Shalom, Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Chagiga Daf Chofei. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, for after the Mishnah, comes to say that the reason why in Galil, we are Choshesh Tetumo, is because there's a Ritzua, there's a piece of land that comes from Eretz Amin, from Chutz La'aretz, and there's Tumo over there, and therefore you can't go from Galil to Yerushalayim without stepping on the Tumo. So the Gemara there says, Gemara concludes, says, so why we know the Chevirayo matkon beglilo? The people in Galil, they are mitar their wine and oil to bring it to the Mizbeach. But what does it help if they have to go through Eretz Amin? Says the Gemara, menichin ukeshiyovil yo vitareno, or the way Rashi is going is, shema yavoy liyo, maybe liyo novi will come, he's showing there a pathway how to get from Galil to Yehuda without crossing through Eretz Amin. And this is a good place to discuss what's brought down in many discussions in Achronim, is how can you rely on the Eliyahu HaNavi? We know the Rambam in Hilchos Yesod De'Torah Perek Tes Halacha Dal says that if a Navi is going to come and say that this is the Halacha, this is what you have to do, so he's a Navi Sheker, you have to kill him. Why? Because it goes against the Torah, because the Torah says, Loi b'shamayim. The Torah is not in Shemayim. So you can't rely on Nevim. If a Navi says otherwise, a Navi Sheker. And this applies to Eliyahu HaNavi too, as Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph says, that Isur ve'eter ain't totally b'Eliyahu d'loi b'shamayim. You can't rely on Eliyahu HaNavi. So how is it some place in Shas, we rely on Eliyahu? We say Teikoi, Tish Be'etaretz Kushas Bayus. We say Eliyahu HaNavi will figure it out. Shema Yavol Eliyahu will say something. We see over here by us, we have Eliyahu HaNavi. How do we explain that? So the Achronim argue that maybe it's different when Eliyahu HaNavi is talking about Metzios, about reality. Then he could rely on Eliyahu HaNavi. This is what the Mishnah Melech says in Hilchos Ishus Perek Tes, that Eliyahu HaNavi can rely on him when he comes and says a Chiddush on his own. He comes a Navi and says something. But if we're trying to figure out what is the reality, what happened, who's here, did it come to me, this thing, and now it come to me, or by us in our sugya, you want to figure out when you have a pathway to go from Galil to Yehuda, then Eliyahu HaNavi and Echad HaMikra can come and teach us. He can just tell us what the reality is. That's what he learns. But the Maharam and Chaviv in Sefer Tosefos Yom Kippurim disagrees. He says you do not go after a Navi, even if it's a Sofik B'Metzias. You don't know if a child is the son of the first father or of the second father. You do not rely on Eliyahu HaNavi. So you may our sugya will be a problem according to that. How do we rely on Eliyahu HaNavi that he says you can have a pathway from Gol to Yehuda? So the Emes, the Chasam Sefer, tells the big Yisoid in Tshuvas and Chelik Vov Simen Tzaykhes. And he says, it depends. Eliyahu HaNavi has two different stages. One thing Eliyahu HaNavi is, when he comes and reveals himself now in the world. Eliyahu HaNavi Malach HaBris, when he comes to a Bris Milah. Then Eliyahu HaNavi is what's called a Shemaimi. It's like a Nevuah from Shemaim. It's some kind of a spirit, some kind of a Ruach, of a Malach who's come from Hashem. Then you can't rely on him for Halacha, you can't rely on him to tell you what to do. But when we're speaking about Tishbi Yitaret Kushas Abayas in the future, we're talking about the Eliyahu HaNavi one day will come and give us an explanation of everything that happens. That's Eliyahu HaNavi Be'achis HaYomim. Eliyahu HaNavi then is not going to be a Malach B'Shamayim. He's going to actually be Eliyahu HaNavi B'Gufoy. He's going to come back with a Neshama B'Guf, like any other person who's going to be coming back with Ches HaMesim. Then for sure you can rely on like any other Chacham. It's not a Nevuah B'Shamayim. Like any Chacham who's going to come and tell us, this and this is the Halacha, peace for us. So Eliyahu HaNavi coming with his neshama in the goof as a regular Eliyahu, Avadi, that will be fine. And this Chasav Sefer alludes to what the Arizal brings, that really there's different neshamas of Eliyahu HaNavi. Because Eliyahu HaNavi, we know, comes from Pinchas. So you have Pinchas, then you have Eliyahu, who's Eliyahu HaTishbi, and then you have the Eliyahu that is coming from Shevet Gad, and then there's Eliyahu from Shevet Binyamin. Different shitas where he's coming from, the Arizal explains that it's all different neshamas, different ways Eliyahu HaNavi appears in front of us. And sometimes Eliyahu HaNavi appears as someone goes up and down as a malach, and there's Eliyahu HaNavi who's called to be Goyal Am Yisrael. That's another aspect of Eliyahu HaNavi. So that aspect of Eliyahu HaNavi is not a din malach, not a din nevuah. It's a chacham like any other chacham, and then you can rely on Eliyahu HaNavi. And this has been doing according to our Gersa, not so much according to Rashi. Because according to our Gersa, the Gemara, what it says over here is, Menichim u'kishiyavi liyavi tarena. When Yonavi will come, meaning when Yonavi will come in the future, he will be mitaret. Rashi's Gersa is, Shema Yovo Elio. Maybe Elio will come when? Now. Maybe it will be Gilu Elio. So Master from Rashi will talk about Elio Novi today coming. So that maybe will work with the Mishnah Melech that Elio Novi could give us an answer in the Metzias. He could give us the answer what reality is, even though he can't give us a halacha even today. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.